The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 23rd, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of Eastridge, and he thinks he's a comedian, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
I like to hear a little laughter when you introduce me like that, since I'm a comedian now. Am I a doctor of laughter? I'm a doctor of fun.
Well, that's you me. Actually made it.
I've got my PhD in funology.
Funology.
From like, Waffle House.
Like Scott has one in gymology, he says.
Yeah.
At the Nutrition World. But you said a joke before we started and no one laughed. So
I don't know what joke you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
See, this is how you make it awkward for the host right here. No one knows what you're talking about.
Hey, before we get rolling with our chit-chat for a minute, We're going to have Adam Chauncey on today. We're going to talk about the three tips on how to lose body fat. It's different than body weight. Everybody talks about weight. Not too many talk about the body fat. He helped me for the contest that I was in a few weeks ago, and just some small tips can make big differences. So we'll be talking to him real soon in this segment, so you don't have to wait to the second segment. Anything new in your life?
Nope. I'm just doing my same thing. My days don't change. I live Groundhog Day every day. I get up, I hustle, I work out, I hustle, I go to bed. That's what I do.
I wake up and hustle and
I make the world better. One podcast or one coaching call at a time. That's what I do, sir.
Well, there might be people who might argue about that, but you are doing quite well in podcasting. Tell real quickly your podcast.
Yeah, you can find, I've got During the Break Podcast at DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. The Crimecast, which I host with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy of By and For the People. That's with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. That's at HeadlinesAndOpinions.com. I have a business one that is 5 to 9 coaching. That's for business, short 3 to 10 minute ones. And I'll be starting a podcast here in the next, well, by the time this is coming out, it'll be this week. It's for veterans, and it's called Oath and Pledge. And it's a combination of veterans and people like me, civilians, who live under the blanket of freedom they provide, and that'll be a good one.
Super, super. And I will continue to repeat that I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. One of the greatest ways to learn is to choose the correct podcast. Because we have people who have a lot of life experience, a lot of knowledge in certain areas. Why would I not want to learn from these experts? And I love the fact that we're in an age that can connect us with the most information and history.
Yeah, and this radio show comes out as a podcast on Tuesdays. You can find it on any of your podcast platforms at Vital Health Radio Download.
All right. Well, you know, I did a contest, and we talked about it, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and I love a goal. Goals help me to put out 110% effort instead of my normal 97% effort.
Before you introduce the guest, I want to say this so he can hear it too. I love that you said that, but I don't think it's an age thing. I think when you're younger, goals come to you naturally, because when you're young, you're maybe involved in sports or athletics, or you have a business you're starting. Everything's kind of new, so life will present new opportunities and goals, right?
Bingo.
As you get older, I think it's key to intentionally put stuff on your calendar that makes you nervous 3 or 4 times a year.
I love that.
Business,
because that
or
is
personal,
so true.
Or physical. So I love the fact you said that, but I think sometimes we think, well, that's just his personality. No, I think it's a healthy practice for everybody to make yourself nervous.
And it is a practice, because it's so easy to use the N-O word. And I speak about it often about, you know, when I got divorced 11 years ago, 10 years ago, I changed my middle name to Yes. And, you know, like the Toby Keith song says, I'm not going to let the old man in.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what I t- tend to continue to fight with, even though I'm at peace with the fact that I'm wearing this body out and I'm renting it. But again, I would go back to the contest. I was about 9% body fat, and by no means bragging, but the only way I got there, Adam gave me some great tips in the last few weeks on what do I need to do to tweak that, despite I'm doing everything I knew, but it made some huge differences. Welcome, Adam, to Vital Health Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
He is one of Nutrition World's star coaches and been with me many years now and continues to excel in the area of several areas. We have coaches that have their own passion, and his is, what is yours, actually? I know what it is, but explain it.
How much time you got? No. So nutrition, obviously, I'm a certified clinical nutritionist, and I operate more on the functional side, obviously. So I try to do as much as we can with supplements, lifestyle change, and food change, all those things, and as well as sleep improvement, stuff like that. I also like to specialize with hormones. I work very closely with the fine folks that Optimize You. And a little bit of everything else. Weight loss is my probably primary demographic, and of course, as I know Ed and Clint, you both know, hormones have a lot to do with that as well, right? And of course, nutrition. So they all kind of work synergistically.
And what I love about you is you're always open-minded to learn. You mm-hmm. are you're in the class of learners big time. In fact, you got me connected with Dr. Peter Attia's podcast, which I have really, really appreciated over the past couple of years. He wrote the book Outlive. I recommend that anybody who wants to take a deep dive in how do we live longer with healthy choices. And it certainly has raised my level of protein consumption just by listening to Dr. Attia, because it is the key, one of the biggest key proponents of aging gracefully, being strong and not falling apart. So, but, you know, I get this question, you get this question, our whole staff gets this question so often. I need to, now a lot of people say weight, but some people understand I need to lose body fat. And that's where the Ozempic thing really confounds me, because when you lose weight on Ozempic, you most likely are losing muscle instead of fat. I want to lose fat and keep muscle, because that's one, for longevity, and two, I look better naked when I do that.
So I cannot attest to that.
Please, Adam, for the love of all that's holy, take this thing in a different direction. But follow up on that, the weight versus fat loss. Is that what you stress too?
So that's the main thing. I try to make that connection with my clients, because they pretty much everybody wants to lose weight, and you know what is weight, right? You have to ask that question. It's not just one singular thing. It's muscle mass, it's bone mass, it's water, right? It's fat mass, right? So it's an amalgamation of everything our body is made of. So if you just lose weight, well, that looks great on paper. You go on a crash diet and you lose 20 pounds in a month. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. You ain't losing 20 pounds of fat in a month. I don't care how much they pay to tell you that on the radio, right?
Right.
Like, it just does not happen. So, what can we do to facilitate actual fat loss?
Well, and you can't live a life on a crash.
Well, no, you can't, right? It's not sustainable.
A crash is not a 40-year plan.
Right. You know. So, you know, and I try to make that connection, because when I have somebody and they come to me and they lose 5 pounds in a month, well, four or more of that is typically fat. Now, if I have somebody lose 10 pounds in a month on a crash diet and they're miserable for that entire month, 4 or 5 pounds of that is fat. So now, which would you rather do, right? So that's the connection I try to make, because you can crash diet all you want. You can eat in a super low caloric deficit and be miserable and all these things. Nobody's arguing that you probably are going to be better off eating less calories. Fair enough. Most people are not going to count calories every day with every meal. And most people, actually pretty much every person, cannot sustain long-term on a low-calorie diet. So we have to be able to flex. We have to be able to adjust. And knowing or approaching fat loss from a perspective of muscle growth is how I attenuate that.
Mm. And we also have a great machine called a Sika that, to explain how that works, to put together the real numbers of where we are and then knowing where we go.
Yeah, so the Sika machine, most people are familiar with the InBodies.
Yeah.
And a Sika machine is a just fancier version of an InBody. It's a little bit more accurate. And we use Sika because we've had such good results with it over the years. And it is what you would call a bioimpedance machine, meaning that it's sending electrical signals through the body. And those signals are reflecting off of different cellular structures, primarily muscle, fat.
Bouncing around,
yeah, right?
Giving you a reading, right?
Yes, yeah. And as long as you're not like Clint with some military-grade steel in your brain, then you're probably going to be fine using it as often as you want. I typically have clients jump on it about once a month, unless they're in our weight loss protocol, which is going to be probably more like once a week or once every 2 weeks. Wow. And what that does is that tells me what the composition of your weight is. Is it muscle mass? Is it fat? Is the 4 pounds that you lost this past week fat or muscle?
Ooh.
Did you just, you know, quit eating for 3 days and then you've dropped a couple pounds of fat and a couple pounds of muscle? Okay,
right.
Well, then I'm going to have to attenuate that and make sure I can get you back on track, gaining that muscle mass back and keeping the fat off.
But this is where people sometimes don't or may not understand the value of the proteins.
Right.
You got your carbs, you got your fats, they all kind of work together, and you know it better than I do. But when I first started really getting into the nutrition side, it's real funny. When you hit your 30s or 40s, you understand that the abs that I had when I was 20 was just because of age. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because that my body can metabolize pizza better than... No, it was bad then. It's just caught up with me. But that kitchen is where those things are made.
Sure.
And proteins are just so... I didn't realize how hard it was to get your proteins in. Golly, geez.
I didn't either. And would you call that step one?
Yeah, step one is protein.
Yes.
I mean, the way I look at that is... I tell my clients this a lot. And, you know, it... To me, it goes without saying, but that's because I know the chemistry behind it, and I know the nutrition and all that behind it. So hearing it's a little weird,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to die of a vegetable deficiency. But
I like
everybody
that.
To some degree is going to die of a protein deficiency.
Mm.
Strength is the number one predictor of mortality, closely related to VO2 max. So your output and your strength are the two things that are going to deem your health span. So when we talk about that, well, you have to have a foundation. So what do we build that foundation with? We need to build it with protein. How do you facilitate that? Well, you kind of do it like I did today. I did not have time to prep a lunch this morning, so I stopped by the store and I just rummaged through the store refrigerator, found a couple of chicken breasts. I hope they're still good. And that's what I ate for lunch. And, you know, I didn't have some vegetables I could steam up or anything just because I didn't have it on me. But I don't care. Like, I'm going to get this after my workout this afternoon. I'm going to have a bunch of fruit, probably quite a bit of berries, low glycemic, and then I might have some vegetables with dinner. But I'm going to make sure that I get my protein in, because if I have a huge plate that's full of everything on it and I'm not used to eating enough, or I'm not actively working out a lot yet as a client,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be hard for me to clean an entire plate. So I will have them focus on that protein first and eat as much of it as they can. And then once they start to get full, we'll go ahead and finish the protein. And then the rest of it, I'm not so worried about. That's how you start.
I love that. I just had a client right before I came in, and I explained to her, because she said, I keep craving sugars and carbs. And I said, okay, I used to give a lot of different advice. Now all I say is, let's do 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, and I will guarantee those cravings will be decreased or they'll go away. I mean, I have to drink 2 protein drinks a day, one of which is a double scoop, which makes me 50 grams in order to reach my 180 mm-hmm. grams of protein. And I know you do that also, Adam. So protein at the right times, right kind. I do like whey protein instead of plant because it agrees with my mm-hmm. belly better. Does it you?
It does me as well. Plus, it's just... The research we have on it is it has animal protein as a clear-cut winner. Out of the top 5 proteins studied in the most recent 2 meta-analysis, that's a large amalgamation of data, the only plant protein to crack the top 5 is soy. And if you can find good soy, you're better than me, because
yep.
it's very difficult.
Yep, yep. And my belly does not like that much
right.
soy. It just doesn't. Number 2, what do you have as a second tip for people to lose body fat?
Number 2 is resistance training.
Bingo.
If you want to lose fat, you need to gain muscle. Now, the old adage that muscle burns fat, like, yes, every pound of muscle mass you put on is going to equate to about 30 more calories burnt per hour. So it's not exactly the end-all be-all that just gaining muscle is going to do it. But here's the thing. Gaining muscle mass takes dedication. It takes consistency and concentration. And if you're consistent enough in the gym and you're going through, you know, my main approach, which is progressive overload. You're tracking your results in the gym, and this isn't every single day, 2 hours a day. This is maybe for some people 3 days a week, 45 minutes of workout.
Yeah.
And they're doing their upper body. Well, you pick exercises that you are progressing through, and you want to make sure you're progressing week to week.
Now, we're talking weight training exercises.
We're talking resistance training. So weight training, even to some degree calisthenics. Like, I start plenty of clients off on Pilates as well. Like, all of these, to some degree, utilize resistance. And if you're building strength, you're getting stronger, you're more likely than not building muscle. And if you're building muscle and you're recovering, then you're more likely than not losing body fat.
And before you get to number three, it makes sense, because if you're tearing your muscles down in the resistance training, that's what the protein's there for. It's helped to build it back.
Right.
And there you, that's how you make, well,
and you're not flooding the body with other things that it doesn't need.
Toxins and all that shit.
You look on TikTok, and if you're on TikTok for anything other than Ed's information, then I don't know why you are, because he's about the only one on there that actually gives prudent information with nutrition. And I'm not saying that to blow smoke. It really is the truth, because if I am looking at reels or this, that, and the other, you got to have carbs to recover from workouts. Well, if you're part of the 12% of the adult population in the U.S. that doesn't have insulin resistance, by all means, have your carbohydrates.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you don't need them.
And I've always heard you do carbs before your workout anyway.
Well, and, you know, I could tell
maybe
you're
right. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Well, the research we have, the anecdotal research that we have, is going to say no. And the reason it's going to say no is because, once again, most people do not need carbohydrates for that energy source. We store enough glycogen to get us through.
You mean
the majority of the workout.
This right here is that little
That's not quick enough.
So you're going to store it throughout the body. Liver is one of the primary areas. The muscle mass is going to be the main storage area. And it's going to be a lot to burn through all of that glycogen for most people, because most people aren't going to train like Ed. Like, they're just not. So they're going to probably still reserve some glycogen for 2 or 3 days. So you can go a few days or a week without carbohydrates, do a little carb depletion, and let your body start to utilize other sources, i.e. fat.
Bingo.
Did you just say go a week without carbs?
Oh, yeah. Two weeks is my standard approach for carb depletion.
Somebody needs to call 911 for me. I will be on some sort of spree. So
that's because it's a drug and you are addicted. Mm-hmm. I 60 to 70 carbs Monday through Saturday, and then I do more on Sunday.
I did so good today on my way here. Mm-hmm. I did so good.
You passed Krispy Kreme, didn't you?
No, not Krispy Kreme, but we'll talk about it off there. That's the reason I need to lose weight by Saturday. Keep going.
Number three.
Yeah.
So number three is going to be... number three I keep interchangeable, but I do like supplements for fat loss. My primary ones are not going to be a quote-unquote fat burner, though. My primary supplements for fat loss are going to be, you know, who guessed it, protein powders, creatine, and L-carnitine, which L-carnitine would be the only supplement that you would truly consider a fat burning agent, because it does facilitate transport of a fat cell into the mitochondria for energy production. So
you've done that before, haven't you?
I've got a bottle of it at the house.
It helps a lot sitting at the house.
You need to put a
bag
of those
at the house. I don't take it in. I'm not like you, Ed. I don't carry 100 pills with me,
or olive oil and all your goodies.
I have all that at the house.
Okay.
Apple cider vinegar, olive oil. I take all that stuff. You know what? I don't have the ability to cut your mic off, but keep going.
So those are the main supplements. And it may sound basic, but, you know, you get a good protein powder, then you don't have an excuse to miss a meal. So you're going to keep your metabolic rate going. One of the main things that I run into with my clients, because they're predominantly women, because guess what, guys? We don't like to ask for help. So the primarily menopausal or postmenopausal women that I see have this issue. They can't lose weight, so they look at fasting, right? They'll do intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating. And they still can't lose the weight. Well, I can get women to lose more weight by eating more frequently with protein.
Yep.
Because women aren't built to fast. Men are built to fast, hunt, kill, provide. Women are not. Women are meant to, you know, build.
They're supposed to be in the kitchen cooking foods for men, right?
Exactly. That's why they have smaller feet, so they can stand closer to the sink. No, I'm kidding. So I'm kidding, honey, if you're listening. That was a joke. I did the dishes last night, ladies. I promise.
Clint is slinking out of the room. There he goes.
Hi, everybody.
But no, so women traditionally, like if you look at a lot of the Native American tribes and a lot of the tribes and original civilizations around the world, women would rear young, and all this other stuff. Things you have to have body fat for. Mm-hmm. That's why women genetically are predisposed to hold more body fat, right? So women don't do as good in a starved state because their body will sacrifice muscle preferentially over that fat. And there's a great book by Gabrielle Lyon that's come out here recently. I believe it's called The Lyon Diet or something like that. But it's about how important protein is for women, written by a woman that would know better than I. But it's true. So what I try to do for women that are trying that fasting and not seeing that result is I just try to say, okay, well, you're wanting to eat in a caloric deficit, fine. If I have you eat protein instead of just fast through breakfast and we add protein to each meal, you're going to eat less anyway, because instead of packing all your food in within an 8-hour window and overeating because you're starved, you're going to eat less at those other two meals. We're going to spread, or it's going to be equal.
Yeah.
And your metabolic function is going to be better, and you're going to build muscle mass better, and your
better.
Hormones will be
and
better.
You'll feel better level.
Exactly. And you'll have more energy to do the dishes. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. You
pick, just so you know, my girlfriend and my daughter could kick both your asses. But keep
that's
going.
Right, they can. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we got to finish up here. Adam, tell people how they can, what they do to schedule a Cica, which is about an $11,000 machine to check you fully, and or to counsel with you if they want to make an appointment.
Yeah. So all you have to do is go to nutritionw.com and click the consultation tab, and it'll drop down, and you can schedule a consultation with me. Or any of our coaches, if there's a specific issue you're looking for and you're not too sure who to schedule with, you can just fill out the consultation form and we will get you connected with the right coach. You can also schedule a Cica appointment for your body composition the exact same way. You can go to the consultation tab and drop down to body composition scan. I believe they're $30. And we can get you in usually within a day or two of you requesting. So it's pretty quick, takes about 15 minutes. We go, you'll be working with me on that. So I'll go in depth with your results. And then we can go from there. Maybe you would be better off with a nutrition plan, and we can discuss that. Or maybe we can get you taken care of in those 15 minutes, and you're good to go.
Super, Adam. And I so appreciate you coming in and love you being a part of the team. And Clint does have an extra couch at his house in case tonight you get kicked out of the house.
You're coming to my house, or you're washing dishes, big boy.
Yeah, I'll help you out there, Clint. Don't worry.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be hitting all the highlights of more empowering information for you, your team, your family, and yourself. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Very interesting, informative from Adam on how to lose body fat.
Absolutely.
And you made a great statement, Clint, in between the segments that is, I know it to be very, very, very true. If one of the biggest things that makes you crave sweets and carbohydrates is MSG.
It does to me. I ate MSG today. I screwed up. I was talking to you and Adam, kidding around when he was doing his segment, but I ate something with MSG because I didn't have anything at the house. I messed up.
And where was it?
It was Chick-fil-A, and they have MSG in the nuggets. And I had a great workout this morning, had a great protein drink. But because I wasn't prepared, didn't have anything, I stopped and did something, got them, eat quick. I got tired within an hour. On the way here, I stopped and get something. I start craving sugar. I let myself down today. It felt disappointing.
Again, and you said something that I am so connected with about in your house. You didn't have the food you needed.
I didn't have what I needed, yeah.
That's right. And that, to me, is the one area that I can make work so well and always have. In fact, you know, sometimes it was a little bit of an argument in the marriage back when I was married because I had to have my raspberries and my protein and my this and my that. I would not compromise. Now, it's, you know, I have a very simple life now, so I don't have to have but like five foods in my refrigerator because I don't eat for taste. One, I eat for taste maybe on the third level, but not on the first level. I eat for nutrition and to help me feel better. I want to feel the best quality life I can. And to do that, I have to have high protein and lower carbs, and I have to have choices. I will crash like you, make bad decisions if I don't have it prepared. Well, I'm lucky to be working at Nutrition World all the time because we have enough goodies.
You can walk up there and grab something.
Yes, yeah. And I'm eating raw cheese now that we sell right before I came here because I knew I wouldn't make it to supper
and
without
cheese. It smells
cheese. Fantastic
when you're in a room and you're eating that raw cheese.
Yeah, it's hard to get many kisses after I've eaten that raw cheese.
Yeah, and I asked you that day when you were eating something walking through the store, I said, did you pay for that? And you started giggling. Yeah, I paid for all that, sir.
Hey, I did forget to take that out.
Oh, way to go, man. Way to go.
Hey, you sent me a great article on meditation, which is something that I actually started pursuing at 14 years old over at Grace Episcopal Church. I remember seeing a poster on a window about transcendental meditation and all the benefits. Well, my dad was so open and wonderful for helping, never saying no to an interest that I had.
Right.
And so he said, okay, if you want to do it. And it was about an 8-week program once a week. And it taught me how to quiet the restless mind. Mm-hmm. And TM, transcendental meditation, is still very, very popular around the world. But what is so cool, which has been verified by science many times, but the article you sent me had to do with the fact that how it actually changes the brain.
Right.
It isn't like just feeling good. It actually changes the function of the neurons, because when they test monks that have meditated for many, many years, their electrical activity in the brain is not just different, it's vastly different than the average chaotic individual who overthinks and believes his own thoughts. One thing meditation has done for me is realize that what I want to cultivate is being the witness of my thoughts. That's a whole different place to stand than believing your thoughts, because it is a wild, drunken monkey that we really deal with within inside of our ego. So I encourage people to learn to quiet the mind in whatever ways.
Well, real quick, one of the things that article said that I enjoyed was that it changes the brain a little bit when you think about like positive things, like when you think about mantras or you think about just positive thoughts and feelings. That's one thing. But it also said that there was a greater change in the brain, in the energy in the brain, calming effect in the brain, when you started focusing on singular things like your breathing, a specific sound. In other words, that concentrative meditation is really the most important. And then longer form meditation. So it was. I thought it was a really interesting article because it kind of broke it down into three groups, the beginners, the intermediate, and the advanced. And I like that because when I do, I don't call it meditation. I just 5 minutes of silence. But whenever I am really good in that routine and I'm concentrating on my breathing, I can tell the difference. Maybe I should start doing that more and I wouldn't eat the carbs.
No. You need to go grocery shopping and get your house filled with the right
foods.
Well,
I usually do. I usually keep berries, and you know, but the things that are perishable. I like things in boxes.
Yep, me too. I don't like perishable, but it has to be.
It does, because if I run out, I go to the pantry, what's in there?
Yeah.
And I buy bad stuff. And here's the other thing. Just don't go shopping when you're hungry.
For sure.
God. Mm-hmm. I get so mad. The guy that goes shopping is not the same guy that eats at 9 o'clock at night. They don't like each other because the guy that goes shopping buys stuff that's healthy and the guy at 9 o'clock wants something bad for him.
And even at Whole Foods and even at Nutrition World, we can have the cleanest foods on earth, but if it's all carbohydrate based, they're not healthy foods. They might be nutritionally potent, but they're not healthy for my metabolism or most people's.
Or when you eat them too. Sometimes, you know, the timing of when you're eating or overeating. Eating too many calories, even if they're good calories, can still not be the best or optimal for you.
Dr. Greger, who has nutritionfacts.org, had an amazing expose of how the rhythms of eating. Well, you brought that up, so I'm going to remember that. But what it showed was we are basically programmed probably for 10,000 years to eat during the day and in the mornings and not eat at night. So what he did was, in this huge test, he was talking about this study that was done with people monitoring their blood sugar after a meal in the morning and a meal at night. Those meals were identical in protein, fats, and carbs. The amount of elevation in blood sugar at night was substantially higher than it would have been in the morning. And we're not talking that this person just did a workout. We're talking they just got up and they ate and then you monitor their blood sugars. Now, I will say, and I've done this 3 times this week with clients, I am immensely connected to the continuous glucose monitors that you stick under your shoulder. Very easy, very pain-free. I've had now about 8 clients who have done this.
I need to do it.
And there's a company called Veri, V-E-R-I, V-E-R-I. You go online, you rent this machine for 2 months. I can tell you with the testimonies of me watching these women, they were all women. Men don't seem to, you know, they're hard-headed more so than women. But when we looked at what happened to these women's blood sugar, one of them, it was 2 o'clock in the morning and it went skyrocketing. The other one, it went sinking at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the other ones, we figured out trigger foods. One of them was watermelon for this person who's extremely fit. And she was having fasting blood sugars were perfect of 82. Eat a meal, it would go to 125, 130, back to 85. Perfect until she ate watermelon. Then it would go to 260. Well, anytime you raise a blood sugar that fast, one, you're damaging the body. Two is you're putting on body fat. And the other lady who wanted to lose weight ended up losing 17 pounds just by eliminating her trigger foods. And now her trigger foods were more standard. They were grains and pasta. As long as she could eat anything she wanted, and the blood sugar was pretty decent except grains and pasta. So V-E-R-I, if you choose to do it, go online, order that. Rent it for 2 months, you will have a life-changing experience. And I will say on TikTok, anyone who wants to see my TikTok, I've got about 13 million views. It's totally focused on athletics and gym information. It is, you go to @NutritionWorldTennessee on the TikTok search window, @NutritionWorldTennessee, in order to see that.
I'm looking up Vera.
Yeah, look it up. I haven't looked at myself in a few months, but everyone who's rented it has been very pleased. Not inexpensive, I will have to say. I'm not sure the price. Insurance
it's
will
not
pay.
Bad. It's not that.
It's not that bad.
$200
a month.
No, nah, there's a 3 month membership.
Oh, 3 months.
Yeah, and it's not that bad. Okay. It trust me, it's worth it. 3 months will be enough, right?
Plenty in 3 months.
$33 a month.
A week.
A month. $99 total.
No.
From one of their membership plans.
That is
3 months access to the Veri program, ability to purchase if you choose to, and private community and support app.
You are kidding me.
$99.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it for me. I'm going to determine.
$33 a month. It's 30% savings. Yeah.
Wowie zowie. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Scott was very helpful, and he loves to read articles as far as, like I do, to learn more about health so we can help other people. Scott, the manager of Nutrition World. But mental health and employee burnout was the title. And, you know, I know this, but then I tend to forget it. But mental health remains a significant concern, especially the burnout in the workplace. I don't know about you, Clint, but I'm observing a lot of mediocre performance in the workplace. And part of that is they're burned out. Once I'm burned out on something, I will not perform very well. I will simply do what I need to do.
The minimum, yeah.
The minimum to get through. And so I just want people to know that there are ways to help that burnout. I mean, nutritionally, we got to work on things like ashwagandha, which helps lower cortisol. I'm hugely, again, invested in the Oura Ring, O-U-R-A, to see how much deep sleep and REM are you getting. If you can get enough deep and REM, you are 10 miles ahead of balancing your burnout. And the other is, I believe in following your bliss. Now, when you're raising a family and you have to feed them and pay insurance, sometimes we have to dig the ditches in order to make the world turn. But keep focusing on passions in your life that truly light you up. Make the music go into your heart when you do it. Because if not, you're going to wake up one day and be old, and it's about time to die and see you. Bye. That's the way it is. Yep. Well, guess what?
Speaking of seeing you.
Yeah. So this segment's about to die, so we have to wind it up here.
All right.
So it is time to take a break. When we come back, got a whole bunch of other information. I hope I can get through some of that. More to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell. Love the Optimize You studio and business. Amazing for people who need to balance hormones. And they are located on the lower level of Nutrition World and have a Hickson location.
They do, yeah.
And they now offer the ED Wave, which is for erectile dysfunction, that is helping to rebuild the blood flow to the genitals. And so if Clint needs more blood flow to the genitals, we have a service that will provide that at Optimize You. So you just call, make the appointment, Clint, anytime.
That's interesting, Ed.
Let's talk about anal fissures and hemorrhoids.
Wow. You're covering all the not awkward conversations right up front, aren't you?
At least 50% of the people over age 40 have dealt with an anal fissure or hemorrhoid. I think if you've dealt with it, you know what it is. We don't really have to go into that.
Yeah. Well,
are you familiar with a...
Yeah, why don't y'all look it up instead of us letting us go into it. Why don't you move on, Ed?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's talk about maybe what we can do about
that's
that.
That's great. We don't need a verbal picture of it. Thank you.
Okay, proctologist.
Wow. I've got problems with all down in that area, apparently, according to you. Less blood flow here, too much blood flow there. Yeah, all kinds of blood flow. Go
yeah, because you actually see blood when you do those problems down there on that side. It's what side of the body is the corruption.
You're just
going
to keep digging. I got you. Yeah. Go for it.
But Nutrition World or nature actually carries things that can help. There's a homeopathic remedy that can help soothe people very greatly who have those. But the thing is, it's always more of a complex issue. There's usually with health, there's not one single thing that causes one single symptom, and that's why it's more like an orchestra, and we have to work with an integrative approach, which is why traditional medicine falls flat on their face when we go in and we ask, why did this happen? What can I do to prevent the next one? And what can I do to heal it? Not just solve the symptom. Well, something like a hemorrhoid or anal fissure, we have to realize the importance of fiber. Most people get about half of what they need. Yep. I'm adding psyllium to my protein drink in the morning, and I do eat broccoli, coleslaw, cabbage, vegetables, breakfast, and supper. And then being on anti-inflammatory foods, and really the high carbs are really the bad inflammation or bad fats.
Yep.
But don't use bleached toilet paper. That's a big one. Have you ever had a bidet? You know what a bidet is, country boy?
Do they come with icing? Is it jelly filled that you can get it? Is it a Krispy Kreme, like the jelly filled bidet?
That is not a flavor of a cookie or donut.
My fault. You asked me.
Bidet is from England and Europe. Let's call it Europe.
It shoots water up your butt. Yes.
And yes, and I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one that is heated, though. I don't want cold water on my private parts.
I got to be honest, this is so far the worst segment of radio I've ever been involved in.
It's informative. If you had an anal fissure right now, you'd be tuning in with both ears.
You're talking about all kinds of parts of me that are none of anybody's business, but keep going, sir.
So, and also, we need to use those wipes that are very soothing. Sitz bath are extremely healing.
Did you say something about bleached toilet paper?
I did say don't use bleached toilet paper.
I didn't know there was
bleached
toilet
paper. Yes, and I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that was supposed to...
Well, those fancy Charmin's. It's a Charmin's with all the smells and colors. Those are bleached. So I'm going to check your house out and see what kind of toilet paper you have.
Okay, Ed. You do that.
And make sure you don't...
See if you find a life in the bathroom for you to take with you. You need a life if you're checking my scented toilet paper, but go ahead.
Listen, the last piece of advice for your hemorrhoid and your anal fissure is not to wash your anus with soaps that dry out your skin. It is in the... Wikipedia said it. I'm not making this up. So, okay. We can maybe move on to the next...
Good God. You got to get some new notes, man. We got to upgrade what you're reading on a daily basis.
What kind of soap?
Butthole dry? Yeah, it's going to cause a problem. Thanks, Ed.
What kind of soap are you using on your anus?
You know what? I'm done with this conversation. It's just, what do we talk about between blood flow and bleached toilet paper and my dry butt?
We are empowering people.
Okay, use people as an example. Quit eyeballing me when you're trying to sniff my toilet paper. God darn.
Hey, best of the best. We put us up there for any category. This is a bad time to ask for best of the best votes.
I might end the show with that one, Ed. I don't know if I'd really run to best of the best after talking about people's butts, but go for it.
And Blood Assurance is going to be at our store on the 29th. Huge, humongous fan of giving blood, especially for men who are on testosterone replacement who need to lower red blood cells.
Yep.
Those blood cells are not healthy when they are too high because they're too crowded within the circulatory system. So on the 29th, you can go to nutritionw.com under events to see more about that. And we had Dr. White come in and do the test for the neural lens and also a lecture.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. I love my glasses by him. It really realigns the eyes, and a lot of people feel a ton better from not my from helping migraines, stiff necks. I can read faster. There's no doubt.
Well, we talked a little bit about this last week or two. People just, it's those small things, like you don't realize how much something affects you, because what you just start living with things, saying this is just the way it is now.
Yes.
And you don't realize there's an option until you go get these eye screenings and you go, oh, you mean I don't have to strain and have the headaches and have the misaligned vision. So
bingo. Bingo. Rocky, one of the star staff members, she's got terrible migraines, and she purchased a pair about 2 weeks ago. It does take 3 to 4 months to work on the realignment of the eyes, which then helps to helps the brain to not have to overwork itself to bring focusing in because of the misalignment. Want to be remind people that we are at Nutrition World really focused on helping local vendors. We have Bert the Farmer. Have you seen Bert the Farmer on Saturday?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, he's so committed to raising healthy food that's chemical free. He's there every Saturday from 10 to 1, but he's selling out every single Saturday of his vegetables. And of course, he'll have more as the, well, he's having tons right now, no doubt.
Right.
But we also have Big Sycamore, Harrison Bay Honey. Love his honey. I use the comb. Do you like the honeycomb or do you not like honey? People either love it or don't.
I don't mind it, but I'm a Manuka. I use Manuka honey. Okay. No, I use Manuka honey.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's what I use in my coffee every morning.
Yes. Green Shanty eggs. That's what I had this morning. They are raised just exactly like I would want in a very healthy environment, a loving environment, and also the foods are as good as they can be. Microgreens, and then all of the meats, the chicken, and some fish that are vetted extremely tough by our people. Christy, one in particular, one of our staff members, is just like a perfectionist, and we don't carry anything that doesn't seem to pass her approval. So you can trust what we are offering at Nutrition World. I'm a big fan of more animal-based diet for myself. Don't have to be healthy. We can do it the other ways. But I have found my health has improved significantly from raising protein from animal products and then drinking my protein. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a couple words of wisdom and some more tips to empower you and your family for health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with NutriWorld, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I want to talk about a great practitioner we have downstairs. Danielle Killifer is her name. She does something called the OndaMed. It is a therapeutic technology combining focused electromagnetic fields with biofeedback. A lot of people go to her to reduce pain, inflammation, improve circulation, sleep patterns, increase vitality. She's been with us for quite some time, many, many years. If you're interested, then you can go to, let me find here, her website is www.nutripothica.com, spelled NutraPothica.com, or 423-300-6702. And one of the team members that I really recommend people have on their phone, because our phone is our remote control of parts of our life. It's a remote control that can turn on the biggest library in the whole world. Doesn't have as much information as that little thing in your hand. It can hurt you, or it can be of a great assistance to your growing old, wiser, smarter, making less mistakes. Well, one of those people on like Instagram is Natural Nurse Mama. Mama spelled M-O-M-M-A. And like she says, and I'll read her almost every single day, she has great common sense. She's a nurse practitioner who also raises children and
right.
really has connected with what do we need to know, as Katie has, my daughter, on her Facebook page, which I tend to, do you remember her Facebook page, Katie?
No, but I get
Earth Conscious Mama.
Yep,
Earth Conscious
yep.
Mama. And she's amazing how she's educating people on children's health, because what you're getting from traditional models is so skewed.
Yep.
It's just like someone who's trying to sell you a roof. I guarantee if you had 10 people come out and look at your roof, they're going to say you need one.
Yep. And some will be more expensive than others.
And maybe you do, but sometimes on the verge of it, maybe you don't, but they're going to tell you you need one. Well, traditional medicine says you need a lot of things you don't need. In fact, the Chattanooga Health Department is putting out a real big program to push COVID vaccines right now. And it's really... I'm amazed that we're still living in the backwoods of COVID in Chattanooga. But then I'm not amazed, because some of the things we do lag behind on. Be cautious. I am certainly not a fan of that. We've seen, like I reported, 28 famous athletes have died this year alone. They just dropped dead. Basically, there wasn't any accidents or anything else. This did not used to happen.
No.
Something went haywire when we took that vaccine and booster. But she said, Natural Nurse Mama, accepting that there isn't anything you can do to change your diagnosis, so just take a med, is actually much easier than accepting the possibility that you do have the power to change your circumstances. When you accept that possibility, you finally take ownership of your health. So not accepting the diagnosis is very, very important.
Yep.
Secondly, Natural Nurse Mom on another day spoke about a new study that adds evidence that girls in America are reaching puberty earlier, with potentially troubling implications for their long-term health. We know, I remember 25 years ago studying the fact that the earlier a girl starts menstruating, the higher chance of cancer. Well, more girls are getting their first period sooner than previous generations and experiencing longer periods of menstrual irregularity. Wonder why? Well, as she says, phthalate exposures are hormone disruptors in everyday products. And behind the picture behind all these words is a Tide detergent. Tide, all these detergents, water bottles that are heated, chemicals, plastic, saran wraps are called phthalates. And they are devastating the health of young girls. And it's not just phthalates. It's not ever one single thing. It's many things added together that fills a cup of toxins, and the symptoms occur when the toxins spill over. It may happen at 5 years old. It may happen at 25 years old. But estrogen in the water supply, the pesticides, kids that do not poop regularly, they're backing up poisons. It's kids that are not eating whole foods. It's slathering their bodies with toxic chemicals, from the lotions to the body washes to the laundry detergents. Natural Nurse Mama speaks very clearly about what do we do to help clean up our life in order to prevent and slow down some of these things. Anyone who thinks we're on the right path to health, all that we have to do is open our eyes. Just look at the grocery stores. Look at anywhere you go. It doesn't matter where, especially in this part of the country with obesity the way it is. And I know with Vascular Institute, every time we have any discussions of blood sugar, we are in the blood sugar belt.
Absolutely. Between the sodas we drink and like the donuts we eat, the stuff we eat in our diets, absolutely. Because it's a lifestyle of convenience.
It is.
It's not a discipline.
The knife and fork is still and will continue to be the strongest weapon against disease.
Yeah.
But again, discipline is part of the equation. And I think coaching can help people when someone can hold your hand, give you a plan. I see people somewhere between 2 to 4 people per day. And the number one thing that I feel is so needed in today's times is a plan of action. And one reason that people can't put their own plans together, because we do have that remote control in our hand that has access to trillions of pieces of information, so you become overloaded and you can't make a decision any longer. Don't you agree?
Yeah, well, again, we've talked about this a bunch. I'll fall back on what I just said. It's a matter of convenience, because whether it's convenience of the microwave or having the package in the pantry or the phone, I don't have to go out for entertainment. Everything's right around me. Mm-hmm. We can just sit in one place and do all the things. And it requires nothing of us, and we don't want it. And anything that does require something of us, we get like frustrated. Our patience level for results are like, what do you mean I've got to cook? What do you mean I've got to work? You know, I'm going to work out today and not lose 10 pounds? That's ridiculous.
Yes. I am happy with kind of the plan I've got set up for my gentle aging, and I hope that people realize that we can help people make plans. My dad used to sell cemetery property. We made plans for people before they died. Well, guess what? I'm making plans while they're living. I'm helping them not get to the cemetery.
They'll get there. They'll just get there really healthy and used up.
Well, get there. Well,
get there empty.
Yeah.
I want to go in sideways, bent up, scraped, dented, and empty. My tank empty.
It wouldn't have been
literally
wonderful.
Just busting the sides out of the walls as I'm coming through. Guy has nothing left.
What a movie.
Heck yeah.
What a movie. Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform, Vital Health Radio Download, and find us online, vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.